Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama. Man, Dixie and Punk. I just want to see it.
Don't you know, you know.
Oh, my God. You don't want me to touch his pinky ring.
Touch my pinky ring.
Welcome.
Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hunter and...
Bada Pecan.
Yeah, it is.
Coming to you live.
Trying to touch my damn pinky ring. Oh, we...
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we got a caller here.
All righty. Yeah. Damn. Go ahead.
Right,
go ahead. Answer the phone.
That,
yeah. I know, shit. Hello?
Caller, you on the air?
Yeah, yeah, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Ain't nothing, man. It's Pompey calling from Jersey, man. Just wanted to give a shout-out to the Wild Stylers, man, for real.
All right.
All right, well, they'll be on the show in about 10 minutes.
True,
you
want to
call
true,
back
true.
Then? But thank you for giving the show. Shit, they got some fans already. Dang.
Yeah, definitely. First time checking out the show, man. I'm feeling it. I'm telling you.
Cool. Keep tuning in. Call back in about 10, 15 minutes. We'll have Wild Styles and Stylers. Excuse me. Wild Stylers.
Yeah.
And you can ask them some questions. You know, get wild with it.
Right on, man. Y'all stay peace.
All right. We'll catch you in a bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Dick on the switchboard. So.
Yeah.
Dick controlling the switchboard.
Yeah.
Pinky rings.
Yeah.
Yeah, pinky rings. Another one?
So funky that you wanted to touch it.
Yeah. I wanted to see it. Do we have another caller?
Yeah, another.
Damn, another caller. Hello.
Caller, you on the air?
No, I think that was the other caller.
No.
Hello. Technical difficulties. So sorry, no answering stuff.
All right.
So yes, we do have Wild Stylers Entertainment Stylers on the show this evening. I believe we're going to be talking to 2D.
Okay.
I believe. I don't know. There's just a bunch of them.
Yeah, it's about 35 of them.
35? Shoot, I lost count. You know, I can't count that high. So I stopped at 5.
So. As always, you've been hit up already, but we want your phone call, so you can hit us up at 646-929-2037.
Or send in your topics to smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
And we, of course, will read it.
Of course. And if you want to stay up to date on what we've been doing, what we got going on, text the word smooth drama to...
The number 41411.
From your mobile device. We're talking about our entertainment cruise coming up October 3rd through the 10th, leaving out of Miami, I believe, an Eastern Caribbean cruise. Party, relax, and learn.
Cabin fever.
All right. We got people already getting ready to sign up. And then, of course, this Saturday night in San Diego, we have a karaoke night. We're going to see Dick get on stage and show his stuff.
Oh,
that's a great
thing. Yeah, you make it sound like I'll be up there stripping up and shit.
Well, and speaking of, Dick is still waiting for them thong shots.
That I am.
He still wants some thong pictures sent to dick@smoothdrama.com.
Female.
Oh, yes, females only.
Yeah.
Be not digging the dudes.
Thank you.
You got to put that out
you
there.
You can send those to
butter.
@smoothdrama.com.
Is it butter or butter pecan? Butter pecan @smoothdrama.com. Yeah, I don't know.
If you send it...
To smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, both of us will get it.
Yeah, but I ain't trying to see
he'll
it.
Hit delete. But
yeah.
Just so that he'll open up the email and look at him. So.
Are
you flipping me off with your pinky ring?
I'm flipping you off.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So,
yeah.
anyway,
what will we have this evening?
Well, you know, it's...
Oh, I do have another announcement.
You got an announcement?
Well, no.
You got a lot of
announcements. When is my dark man? Dark dude?
Wow.
Who is
Danger
it?
Man.
Oh, Danger.
Danger Man.
Dark
we got
man.
My boy Danger
Ooh,
Man
God.
Coming through.
Danger Man on...
Right, on the 2nd.
Next week on the 2nd. Cool.
Yeah, it's dark. Danger Man. Somebody got me saying.
Dark.
Danger Man.
I've been telling everybody dark.
The urban superhero trying to keep crime off the street.
Oh, okay. And we also have...
Got badass kids.
We're still trying to reschedule the Christy Wallace interview. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to make it. When was that, last week?
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll have that update soon.
I got love for you,
NASCAR.
Christy.
Female NASCAR driver.
I got love for you, Chrissy.
You do?
Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So what do you got on your handy-dandy computer?
You know how people always talk about going out the right way?
No.
Well, you know, a lot of people like to go out where they, you know, they die having sex. Whatever. Well,
oh, is that going out the right way?
Yeah, that's going out the right. If you're going to die, go out like that. So it's actually happened to a 67-year-old woman.
If you're going to die,
what happened is she was with her boyfriend, 41-year-old boyfriend.
So how old was she?
67. She was getting her cougar on.
Woo!
And her boyfriend... They went out to the pier or whatever, you know, a boat ramp to have sex. But while they were doing it, a car slipped into the water. I guess it was a stick. And kind of, while they was hitting switches, they hit switches and the boat stopped. Slipping into the water, and then he realized what happened, and he tried to roll down the window and told her she needed to get out, and he was able to get out.
She wasn't?
She wasn't.
Oh, wow.
So,
was he charged with murder?
No.
What? So
it was an accident.
A freak accident.
It was a freak accident.
Freaky
on it. Yeah.
Freaky with it.
They got freaky with it. They really got freaky with it.
And... Wow.
Yeah, she died. They found her car at the bottom of the river about 100 feet down from the boat ramp. This was in my favorite place.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah, man, Florida people are stupid.
I mean, but hey, she was a rider, literally.
She was a what?
A rider.
A rider?
Yeah, she was a rider to the end.
What do you mean a rider?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
Okay. I don't get it, but okay.
Yeah, I know you don't. It's all right. I mean, she was better than the other woman from Florida.
What happened to the other woman?
Well, this woman.
Why are you all stuck on Florida?
I'm always, there's some crazy ass people in Florida.
Some crazy ass people everywhere.
There's something else in Florida. It's a special thing, special program. We might try to get involved.
The brown bus?
No, not the brown bus. There's a woman who is accused of coming all the way from Florida to Oklahoma to have a sexual relationship with a teenager she met while playing a video game.
Okay.
You know, her name... Anna Mae Alexander.
Ooh, we're going to put you out there on
43 years old. Anna Mae, you ought to be ashamed of yourself trying
you
to get with
ashamed.
14-year-old.
What game are you playing?
They don't say what game it was. They said they played a game online, and, you know, she was sending her son text messages like, my body is yours to do whatever you want with, and I love you, and we are going to get married.
How old was he, 14?
14. It said the boy's video game had a picture of her in her underwear.
Oh my goodness.
And I guess they were in one of those virtual reality worlds called Sony Home, where people create characters of themselves. And they found notes in her where she called
herself. How'd they find out about it?
His wife, even though she is already married and lives in Florida with three children.
How'd they find out about it?
Well, the boy told his mother that she came to Oklahoma City to have a sexual relationship with him. And she remains at large right now.
Dumbass?
They're looking for her.
Could this be one of the dumbasses of the week?
It could be, but it could be dumbass, but what I'm saying is this. I got to ask the brothers.
Brothers?
You know, down in Florida.
Yeah.
What are y'all doing?
You can't take care of this woman?
I mean,
she got to drive to Oklahoma
right.
to be with the 14-year-old.
And this ain't just Florida. You know, because you find this a lot. You know, you find in a lot of these. I mean, when a woman got to drive all the way to Oklahoma to get some, that's an indictment.
That's just
on
bad.
All of the male population
in Florida.
And I ain't gonna say all because some of y'all got somebody, obviously. But the ones who don't have somebody, what the fuck? Somebody. Hit this woman. You know, not pleasure, but you know, hit it. Something. Adults can fuck adults. Y'all know this, right? Yeah. That's what should be happening.
Yeah, it should be.
But it ain't.
Some crazy ass people in the world.
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Can we get some adults?
I know, fish. Okay. Call it. Well, we have a Wild Stylers song, Nevermind. Right? That's the one we're going to play?
That's the one we're going to play. I thought we were playing Get Ready to
Did I send you that one?
Yeah.
Oh. We can play two. Let's play this one first.
Okay.
Okay, this is Nevermind.
Nevermind.
Nevermind. Nevermind. Come on, play.
Butter is technically challenged.
Okay, I can challenge. No, yeah. It's not. That's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal?
As always, my partner is slow on the docket.
I don't know why it's like downloading really, really slow.
Yeah. So, anyway.
My goodness.
As I was saying, I'm always saying.
You're always saying something.
Yeah. I'm saying that we need some men to stand up.
Some men?
We need some men to stand up.
Some men?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if y'all can't hold y'all weight down, then y'all, you know, you need to go to your doctor, get some Viagra or Cialis or whatever your blood flow of choice is.
What was it? Cialis, Viagra?
Levitra, Extend. There's a whole bunch of them.
Extend. Oh, here we go. Never mind, buddy.
Thank you.
Speaking with 2D, I'm not sure who else we're going to be talking to, but let's find out. 2D. We just played your single.
Yeah. Never mind.
Never mind.
Oh, yeah, y'all played Never Mind?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, cool.
That's
the single we have out now, though, is the Get Rid of track. Never Mind is the other track that we got, you know. That's just like for the streets and stuff like that.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. You know Butter's from the street.
Shit. I'm not from the street. Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, can y'all give me 1 second? I'm gonna call up on some of the other numbers.
Okay, that's cool.
No problem at all.
Here, let's get everybody on the phone.
Yeah, definitely. Hold on a second.
Yeah. Did I send you a minute?
Yes, you did.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah, that means you have it too.
I don't know what I did with that.
It's okay. You can get those. That's fine.
Oh, shit. I sent you their website.
Yeah.
But I don't see where I sent you their.
Yeah, no, you don't see nothing. Because you blind.
I don't know what else you see.
Either.
You
blind
see where I sent it to you? No.
Look.
I was just on that one.
Okay.
You this one?
Yeah, that one.
Watch.
I don't have to watch.
The song is not on there.
Okay, then it's the one before that.
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder about you sometimes.
Which one?
Yeah.
This one? No.
No.
That one?
Of course not.
No.
No, it would have me on it.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo, yo, yo.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, yeah. I'm back.
Yo.
You got everybody on
Who
the phone?
Who got on the phone?
You got Capito Low, baby. How you?
This is Butter. And my co-host, Dick.
Everybody knows who you are.
Okay. I just want to make sure they know we got Butter Fakani Pepper on the phone.
Wait. So your co-host...
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Hold up.
All right. So your co-host's name is really Dick?
Really Dick. Really Dick.
I'm sorry, can y'all hold on one more time?
Really Dick.
Really Dick.
No, I wouldn't change it to Really Dick.
Why not? No, it's Dick Hugger.
Dick Hugger, wow.
Dick
Okay.
Yeah, I
can
get
that.
Uh-oh.
So what's going on?
Uh-oh. I don't know what's going on with you.
So
I'm just here chilling in the studio, just chilling right now. You know what I'm saying? I only got one of the other members on the phone. His name is Capito. No, I can't get in touch with the actor, so, but, you know.
That's all right.
Yeah.
We good?
You sound good, so.
Hello?
Yeah, so, you know, check out your site. Y'all got a nice site. It's a beautiful site, actually.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And you design that yourself?
It consists of a lot of different people, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the web design is part of why Style is awesome.
Okay.
You put that together for us, yeah.
Yeah, I know it's like 1,000 of y'all in the group.
Yeah, it's a lot of miles. It's a lot of miles to see, man.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, I look at it like, you know, as you talking about it as a group, it's like y'all army trying to take over the industry. So
yeah, that's the whole point.
Y'all got a lot of producers, so tell me.
Exactly.
What are y'all planning on doing? Y'all work exclusively with Wild Stylers only, or you know y'all work with different artists in the New Jersey area, and are they part of your
Definitely. We work with a lot of different artists in the New Jersey area, and a lot of different artists just in general. You know what I'm saying? So because you know within the team. We're not just artists, we have producers also, so, you know, the producers link up with, you know, different artists and, you know, they produce for all genres of music, you know what I'm saying? So, we try to do a little bit of everything, I mean.
Well, no, I saw that y'all all over the place, you know.
I'd be all over the place too.
Man, what's wrong with you?
Like calling your name.
Yeah, whatever. Stop it.
So you have any shows going on in Jersey?
Yeah, actually we got a couple coming up. I just don't have them, you know, off the top. Because I have them all written down, but we got a couple shows coming up. You know, if anybody that, you know, that follows us, our music and stuff like that, they'll definitely be notified. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we definitely got the following going, you know, the Twitter and all that. So
Twitter.
Yeah. We'll be all over the place with that. Yeah.
The Twitter, Facebook, MySpace.
Yeah, all of that good stuff.
Where can people get your music?
Actually we just the single Get With It, we just put it up on iTunes. So I believe it'll be available, you know, for download for people to purchase it on iTunes in about a week. Not just iTunes, it'll be, you know, LimeWire, Amazon, Rhapsody, Napster, you know, all of the above, you know. So that's like the main thing we're pushing right now.
Nice.
But as far as our other music, just type in our name, Google us, and then we'll find the music all over the place.
Now, I was going to ask you, because, you know, we in the transition now from everything analog to digital. Where do you think y'all, you know, as far as your group, what do you think y'all going to be able to do as far as the new market, and how do y'all plan on getting involved in that the whole transformation and getting your music out there?
I mean that's definitely like a competition for us, you know, but I think the more videos and the more network that you do, you know what I mean, and the more people that get to see your face, you just keep up. You stay to date. You keep up to date, you know what I mean? Keep dropping songs, keep dropping mixtapes, keep dropping videos and blogs and doing shows, and you just keep up. It's a fast-paced game now. You know, you just can't sit back and be lazy. You got to get out there and do the work, be on your own two feet. You don't want to call somebody. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's really all about consistency, you know? So, once you're persistent with what you do, basically you'll keep up with everybody that's out there, and it really won't be a problem, you know? That's what we try to do, just be consistent with all our music.
You got the YouTube, the the MySpace, like, the songs all over the place. Like,
yeah,
you just Google songs, and songs you'll be able to download, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I know y'all trying to cement y'all place in the game. I was going to ask you, and maybe I'd be a little bit more specific, like, where do you see the music industry going?
Oh, man, look. I see it blending with the back to the rock era, like the rock is kind of like really blended in. Like, we definitely got a live band. We stay with a band. We got drummers, guitars, you know, people that can play the piano. So, like, just being able to blend that sound and just have good lyrics on top of it, that's just like a new wave that we kind of like master, or we're mastering in the process of doing. So, I think rap is really, I think the game is really, that's my opinion on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really think the game is going towards more of that way.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I mean, it's like history repeating itself, but at the same time, it's like with a new flavor. You know what I'm saying? Like everything from back then, like couple years ago, you don't see rappers on stage with a live band. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like you know, back in the day, it was nothing but live bands. You know what I mean? So it's like now it's like the rappers mixed with the live bands, and it's like history repeating itself, but with a new flavor, a new feel. You know what I'm saying? Something that the world hasn't seen, you know. So that's where, you know, where we see the industry headed.
Right. Well, you know, I was gonna say, because I had only seen it once. The only group that I ever seen that was like a live band was actually the Fugees. That was when they first started, back in the nappy head days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like Fuji, you know, they definitely did their thing. We look up to them, you know. But the difference between them and us is we play the instruments ourselves. You know what I'm saying? It's not like we have a band in the back. Like me personally, I could finish rapping and then I'll run to the back of the stage and grab my guitar. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we try to mash it all in there together. You know, and it's just something new.
Yeah. And I mean, also be musicians. You feel me? Because
exactly.
A lot of people just rap. You know what I mean? You could rap like and have lyrics and be cool, but you study the art of music. Like everybody's taking time to actually learn how to play each instrument. You know what I mean? Along with, you know what I mean, making beats and stuff. So, you know what I mean, sticking with the art form, but trying to make it, you know what I mean, a little bit better.
Yeah, no, I definitely can hear the instruments in the music, and I was going to ask y'all, did y'all actually play instruments, and was it like, you know, how you seen different movies like Cadillac Records and whatnot, and you see how they do it with just the big studio with the band playing. I was wondering, do y'all do that, or do y'all have a mixture of that and a classic studio also?
Yeah, it's a mixture.
And we have
we'll probably be in the studio, you know, and I'll probably lay my vocals. And while I'm laying my vocals, you know what I mean, 2B or Chad Piff, another member of Wild Stylers, would be laying the, you know what I mean, the electric guitar chords at the same time. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm rapping to the guitar sound, so it's just like everything is just live. Or we got the drums in the background, and we're picking up the sounds off of that, along with the guitars and along with a little bit of synthesizing from the beats on off the Mac or whatever. Man, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. A whole live experience right there in your face is just different, man.
I think that's a beautiful thing, because a lot of people don't understand the like, for me, live shows, you know, you go to a live show, it's the energy, and of course, you know, you get exposed in a live show. You know, people can do albums and you're like, yeah, this artist good, and then all of a sudden you see them live and you're like, wow, they are fucking terrible. You know, because you can't lie to the crowd when you live.
That's definitely true.
That's what y'all can do with your style, and the fact that y'all play live instruments. So, you know, you're hip-hop, period, because as we know, hip-hop is just on the go, on the fly. Whatever happens, happens. You feel it off the crowd.
Definitely.
So, I know y'all say y'all haven't worked with a lot of artists. Who would y'all like to work with?
Oh, man.
You got it. Go ahead, dude.
Yeah, we like to work with everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like you can pick any name in the industry, and we'll definitely work with them, because, you know, we definitely versatile like that. And
we're not biased at all.
No, definitely not, you know?
No, I'm not talking about bias. I mean, because I know, like, for me, you know, I grew up like a big, you know, if I had any kind of voice or whatever, a musician, I would have loved to have been like a Stevie Wonder or Donny Hathaway, because you figure, like, bam, it would have been like some magic in the air, you know, like that. And I'm asking, like, there was somebody that you like, damn, I would love to work with this artist or artist. I'm just trying to put you on the spot. That's all. No big.
Nah. I feel you. Like, I mean, you know, with all due respect, I love to get on the track with Hov. Like, that's just, you know what I mean, a track with Jay-Z. I definitely like to do that. Different, you know what I mean, being from the East, and, you know what I mean, understanding. Like, I definitely want to do that. I don't know, man. I go as far as Eminem, Dre himself. Like, man, there's a lot of people, man. Snoop. The list goes on. Like, anybody, like, for real, anybody. Like, when you say anybody, it's anybody, because something special with each person, you feel me? Like,
right.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different tune, different sound. Yeah, you know I mean? So it was like a brand new feeling.
Like, I would even like to work with, you know, like Alanis Morissette or, you know, Avril Lavigne.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah, definitely. You know, dude, like, just anybody.
Oh,
really.
Black Eyed Peas, yo.
Yeah, Black Eyed Peas, definitely.
I'd want to work with Black Eyed Peas.
Nah, I'm telling you.
I work with Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas, the Roots.
Put me on stage for the Black Eyed Peas.
No.
I'm a dick.
Dick?
No, you don't need to be.
Oh, okay.
At all.
I didn't say
y'all.
Hanging. But yeah, okay.
Yeah, anyway. Now, I know y'all from Jersey. Who's y'all? Y'all got any Jersey influences? I mean, I know that Chino XL is from Jersey, Red Mask from Jersey. You know, those were a couple of my favorite artists. I mean, who'd y'all look up to, like, coming up? Like, kind of influence y'all?
yeah, you know, Queen Latifah, of course. The Fugees, like as you guys said. Joe Buddy, you know, he done
Poor Righteous Teachers, bruh, like, you feel me?
Yeah.
Coming straight from, you know what I mean? Because I'm from Trenton, New Jersey, here, so, like, definitely, they had definitely a good impact down there in my city, you feel me?
Naughty by Nature. You definitely can't forget Naughty by Nature, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They had a huge impact. Yeah, so, because I'm from Essex County, you know, they're a couple cities over in Essex County, so they had a huge impact, you know what I mean?
And you already know they did.
Everybody's doing Naughty by Nature. I know Tretch, well, you doing pornos now, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that man being here. Yeah. I don't know about that one, but...
Okay. That was a couple shows ago.
Yeah. So, you know, as a crew, whatever. I know y'all into making the music. Where would y'all like to see yourselves, like? As established, what is your end game? But like ideally, where would you like to be when you're at your pinnacle?
Oh, there is no ending, man. Just keep on going. You know what I mean? Like you just gotta keep on grinding, keep on pumping, keep on elevating your game. There ain't no ending. Like the sky ain't a limit. You feel me? Just unlimited. You're like.
Exactly.
We gotta keep climbing, man. Like that's how you do it.
Real talk. Like you can see, if you look at the rock bands, I mean, these guys are still going on tour. They like 60, 70 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mick Jagger looks like he's about to die on stage every time I see him.
Yeah, that's the way I gotta go. Then I gotta go rock another show or something, man. You know what I mean? There's no days off with this, man.
Yeah, so y'all know the hip hop whatnot. Now, are y'all into the blues? You into rock and roll, alternative whatnot? Are y'all into that also? Because I know you said you wanted to work with Alanis Morissette and people like that.
Yeah, definitely. Like me personally, I play the guitar. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that's what I listen to. You know. The inspiration, like the blues and the rock and, you know, country music, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? You know? So, yeah, we listen to all of that, and we actually incorporate it into the hip-hop that we do, you know what I'm saying? So, like, if you listen to our music, it's not just straight hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? It's mixed with a whole lot of genres. That's why, you know, when they ask us what do we call ourselves as far as, you know, genre, we like to say something like universal hip-hop, because it's like, you know, it's the whole world mixed with hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah, I like the fact that y'all, y'all have the ability to not lip sync, and you know, y'all can do something live when you're on stage doing shows, whatnot. So tell us, what's a Wild Style of show like?
Energetic.
it's crazy. Like, you right. Gotta.
Just think of the name, like Wild Style, is like exactly. Wild, like anything wild, like it's liable to happen, like it's
no limits. We might, real talk. I mean, if you jump on stage,
jump in the crowd, come from in the crowd, come from the roof, it don't matter. On this stage, it don't matter. Like guitars, it's just. And we're just going to go all the way in, like all the way out.
Exactly.
Every show, like, is $1 million show or something. You know,
exactly.
I mean?
You know, whether we got a community, you know,
old
church,
people.
old people. Or,
cookout. Like, you going there.
It doesn't matter, you know, like.
You going there, you heard?
Somebody said cookout.
Yeah, cookout. You know that. Cookout.
And we got it. Don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
When you coming to the West Coast?
Man, whenever we get invited.
I saw you in the bio picture throwing up the W, man. Like, you from Jersey, so you don't want to start on East Coast, West Coast again, are you?
Nah. That's that W, that Wild Style, baby. It's Wild Style all the way. You know what I mean? All day. Ain't no East Coast, West Coast beef is left for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we just happen to be on the East here.
Right.
Right.
We were born like
you guys
that.
Have to head out this way. When we go
out. Yeah,
I mean, y'all got any tours coming up? Y'all, you know, outside of Jersey?
Yeah, we working on a couple things. I'm saying we just did a major launch with the company DigiWax. So a lot of different DJs been calling us from around the world and around, you know, the country. So you know what I'm saying? We got a couple shows lined up in, you know, a couple different states, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, when they come up, you know, we'll definitely keep everybody informed. I mean, I'll follow.
So y'all got any albums coming out, mixtapes?
Yeah,
we definitely got some mixtapes coming out.
Yeah.
Chad Pitts, Mars and Diamonds, that's definitely out.
Yeah.
We definitely got the you know,
you say catfishing what?
No.
You said catfish. Chad Piss.
He wanted the other members, Chad Piss. He's actually the one with the dreads in the picture. I mean, you can see him. His CD is currently out. It's called Mars and Diamonds. We got a CD coming out. It's a compilation CD with a bunch of different artists from New Jersey, along with, you know, all of our artists. Then we got a CD of, you know, me and my partner Hayes. It's just gonna be us two. It's called DUI Part 2 Court Date. Cause we had put out Part 1 over this past summer. You know, it was a huge success. And then we got Capito No CD coming out. You know, I'm not sure what it's gonna.
I ain't got no title for that yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure when it's gonna drop yet, and it's no title right now. So,
dropping
you know.
An album with no title.
No title yet.
Nah. I just didn't sit down and get the whole title and all that situated yet. But it's definitely on the way soon. We had other projects with Pushing Football. He knows the ranking order.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, fellas, I got to take y'all away from this. I was reading something online. Y'all watch the Olympics?
Yeah, sort of. Not the whole thing, like, faithfully.
No, I don't either.
Bring up the Olympics.
Oh, all right.
There's a petition online for pole dancing becoming the sport at the Olympics. I was going to ask y'all what y'all thought about that. You think that was a good
pole dancing becoming a sport?
Yeah, that's a go.
I'm
with it. I'm definitely with it.
I was behind that 100%, man.
Right. You know, we got ballroom dancing and, you know, they got all that. And I'm like, pole dancing.
Well, are you going to sign up
to
be on the pole dancing team?
Oh, man, it's not Jack.
Yeah, I
want to
see you dance on a pole.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
In a thong.
No, I'm saying. No, I mean, because if you think about it, and that shit ain't funny. If you think about it, this shit is, you know, you got to be athletic to work the pole.
Yes,
I mean,
you do.
So I'm thinking it would be a sport that would bring a whole new group of fans to the Olympics.
Men and women.
Yeah, I will be there.
Yes.
Faithfully.
Did you sign in the petition?
I signed the petition.
How many times?
I signed it a couple of times. No, so I was just asking y'all,
you think it
making you aware, you know, about pole dancing. This is real. This ain't fake. So y'all might want to look that up and go
sign
ahead
the
and
petition.
Sign the petition.
Pole dancing as an Olympic sport.
It gives you a chance to watch the Olympics and learn something.
Learn something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I'm with it. I mean, I'm with it.
Yeah. I mean, if they're going to do that, then let them do that.
Yeah. And, you know, it'd be highly anticipated every 4 years.
Okay. And then the tryouts and the workups for that. So,
yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I see it. A little short. I've seen a couple girls fall off the pole. You know what I'm saying?
So, right. Exactly. No, I saw a girl get a concussion from that, and I'm like,
"You had an upper stress." You know what I'm saying?
What slab are you going to?
Good, man. Yeah. You know, not everybody's perfect.
You gotta go to a high end club, dude. Can't go.
Like they can't make mistakes in the high end club.
They go through a tryout. So.
Anyway.
All right. Well, yes, pole dancing as an Olympic sport. You know, where can they go to sign up? Or sign the petition.
See? See, Butter trying to sign up.
Sign you guys up.
Yeah, I think it's his female.
It's female? What?
Oh, man.
Okay.
I don't need to sign up. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on the signing up part, Jeff.
If they need judges.
Oh,
yeah. Judges, yeah. I'm in there for the judges. Yeah. So if it's like an all female, that's different. I do the judges.
If it's all female.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, if it's all female, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, see,
I don't need to see the other
side. Yeah. Yeah, that would be a raging disaster. It's like, oh, no, I got to turn the channel real quick. Yeah.
You just wouldn't be curious about it?
Nope. I'm good on that, though.
Nah. Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know.
So,
okay, you got that off your system.
No, I just asked the question.
You just asking the
you
question.
You know, me, because, you know, there's fellas.
Fellas.
I'm sure they'd be interested in it.
Okay.
Now, you know, we give back on music, whatnot. I asked y'all, who do y'all listen to? Who, like now, like artists, like who do y'all think are artists that are good? And if you want to, you can tell me who you think, like, they need to stop.
who need to stop rapping right now?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Long list.
I mean, right now, it ain't even about the rap right now. It's really about the money, so I ain't going to knock no man from getting his paper, you heard?
No, I ain't.
So, yeah, I mean, they hustling getting their money, but, you know, anybody that really can't rap, man, just got to go. Like, ain't no need to say names or nothing. Like, you know you can't rap. Like, if you can't rap, then you're really clogging up the room, but you ain't clogging up no room. You know what I mean? You're just making it more competition, so I ain't mad at you, but...
Nowadays, it's more than just rap. Like, if you can't sing, you got to go, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm at the point where it's like the American Idol, you know, who wants to be the next rap? I mean, it's like, it's too much. I mean, we're at an oversaturation point, in hip hop. It's like, damn, be a rapper.
It's oversaturated, but like, if you're nice, you're nice. I just always felt like it don't matter how many people out there. Like, if you're nice, down, they're always going to get seen. So, that's just how I feel. Like, but it is off the hook. It is off the hook. You know what I mean? Everybody and their grandma rap.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, it is kind of crazy.
Your grandma rap.
Yeah,
well, everybody's doing the same.
Now, I want to ask y'all that. What do y'all think of this T-Pain and the whole, you know, the thousands of T-Pain imitators?
Auto-tune. I had a feeling you were going to bring that up, too. we got different opinions. I mean, you know, throughout the group. Me personally, I don't, you know, if it ain't T-Pain, then I don't think you should be doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's just me personally, though. But some of the other guys is just cool with it. And I'm not.
Nah, I'm just coming like, if it sound all right, if my ears could bear it, then I'll probably listen to it. But, you know what I mean? Payne did it good. A couple other people did it good. Yeah, that's what. It's just on anything. It was something new, so everybody just tried to jump on the bandwagon, you know what I mean? And now it's just like, all right, we tired of hearing it, but sometimes it works. It works with a song, you know what I mean? Just depending on how you use it. If you overuse it and you just go hype with it, then I don't know what to tell you.
It reminds me of when Dos Effects first came out. You know, they came out, they did that album, and then everybody was, and I'm like, after the 58th album that came out with the everybody pausing and shit, I'm like, you know. And that's what I'm talking about, you know. So like I said, T-Pain did it. It was cool, and maybe a couple of other folks do it, but it's like every song. I don't even turn on the radio, honestly. I can't remember me listening to, hold on, we got a call.
We have a caller. Hold on.
Caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller.
Okay, well, you don't want to talk to us. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye, caller.
Don't say nothing.
That's
fine. All right.
That's what I'm like. I'm just not for everybody doing it. You know, I don't care too much for it. I mean, that's just me.
Right.
You know, I think sometimes it's cool to sound different.
I'm getting tired of hearing the same old thing.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, but that's what. I mean,
that's what people want.
It all goes back to what the people want. Go back to the money.
And
that's what makes you money.
Back to normal, and you know, you have to what's in demand. Oh, here, we got another caller.
Caller again.
Caller. Okay.
Cool.
Caller.
Caller.
Hello.
Caller.
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 Caller. Bye.
Hello.
My cat wants to talk to you.
Caller.
Okay. Well, technical difficulties. I guess so. Well, too bad.
Breathe.
Yeah. We didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
I can handle the heavy breathing. Pick up on that.
Yeah.
Oh well. You know. I'm trying to find the single.
Caller.
Get with it. Hello, caller.
Okay.
Whatever.
Two callers that
sorry.
Want to listen. All right.
Don't say nothing. We're going to talk about you.
It was good with the phone.
Okay. Say something bad, but it's okay.
Yeah, you about to say something
I know.
Bad.
That's all right. That's okay. But, you know.
We want to say, well, first, tell the people once again, where can they get with the Wildfowler?
I mean, we everywhere. I mean, just Google us. Look for us on YouTube, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. I mean, you know, everything online that has to do with, you know, music, we're probably there, you know what I'm saying? You can also look for us on iTunes, LimeWire, Rhapsody, Amazon, you know, all of that good stuff. I mean, we everywhere. Like, as long as you type in the name right, which is WILDSTYLEZ, you know, you'll find us, you know?
All right. Well, don't say LimeWire, man. You trying to ruin people's computers?
Yeah, nah, we ain't trying to. Nah, because it's a LimeWire store, you know what I'm saying? Where you can, you can purchase music.
Yeah,
you can purchase music. Fuck
it up. 500 in one day. All right. Thank y'all for coming on the show.
Thanks for
man.
Coming on the show. We're running out of time.
Definitely. Most welcome.
You know, I want y'all to think about coming back, you know.
Definitely.
Time. You know, y'all.
Definitely.
Hit us up.
Yeah, if you're ever out, you know, in California, let us know.
Or.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm trying to party with y'all. Y'all sound like y'all be having fun. You know what I'm saying? So,
we try to have a little fun.
We okay with this.
Y'all feel that West Coast love, man.
We got
to
say something. Caller?
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on?
What's up?
Can you hear me? What up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling the Wild Stylers.
Okay.
Cool. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jersey. They doing their thing.
Jersey.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Who is though?
What was that?
What's your name, Cap?
Cool.
Darius.
Hey.
Who is?
Darius.
This is Darius. All right,
Darius. Thank you for your call, Darius. All right. We got another call.
Appreciate it,
call. Thanks
hey,
for calling
good
in.
Good luck, fam. We appreciate that.
Thank you,
man. You know, we represent Jersey to the fullest, man.
All right.
I mean,
you're on there.
Hello, caller.
That's what we said.
Hello?
We got another caller.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can. Hi, I was just calling Big Up Wild Styles, and this is Danielle from Jersey. I was calling to big up them and tell them to
okay.
Doing what they're doing and encourage them and just let them know that they're doing a good job. Keep holding it down, representing, and we support you 100%. So I was just calling to let you know that.
Wow. That's what it is. Law to that. I like that.
You like the
word. Thank
you for calling in.
All right. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Right,
good night.
Good night, too.
All right. Too. Yeah.
Oh, shoot, man. Wow. You got some fans out there. That's good to hear.
A little song.
All right. It's good to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you again for calling in.
Yeah.
Or us calling you.
Definitely.
You got video. Shoot us a video.
All right.
Step on our site.
Gotcha.
All right.
Cool.
Good to hear y'all again. Y'all have a good night.
Cool. Good night. Thank you.
You too. You too. All right, thank you.
Good evening. Good night. Or,
yeah.
Like, morning over there.
Yeah.
All right, that was Wild Stylers Entertainment. So, 2 seconds. We want to thank everybody for tuning in, for calling in. Stay up to date with Smooth Drama. Text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Send in your topics to smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Found pictures
for Dick at dick@smoothdrama.com. So we will see you
next time,
same time.
Same place
on smoothdrama.com. Have a good evening. Thanks. Good night.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama. smooth.